After driving out Rohingya minorities, Myanmar might be changing its tune. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to be sharing the latest about the Rohingya refugee crisis and a ministry that's making a difference. You'll also hear how you can prep for Giving Tuesday coming up next week. We talk about these kinds of stories every day so you can see what God's doing around the world. Let's get started with a look at what's happening in Myanmar, currently in talks with Bangladesh to repatriate Rohingya refugees. Now, Myanmar's military scorched earth campaign began on August 25th, targeting Rohingya minorities in the Rakhine State. The nation's received some very harsh international criticism for this horrific ethnic cleansing. Right now, they're planning to resettle most of the returning refugees in new model villages. But the UN says that this would just create permanent camps. Meanwhile, Food for the Hungry's Shep Owen says the influx of Rohingya refugees fleeing Myanmar hasn't let up.
The people are still arriving every day, and the current number of refugees is estimated at about 800,000. When this began a couple of months ago, the population was in the high 300,000s. 52% of the refugees are children.
And FH is in the perfect place to respond.
Food for the Hungry has been working in Bangladesh since 1971. But in other parts of the country, we have been doing long-term development programs that try to help communities pull themselves out of poverty in a sustainable manner.
Would you pray for FH as they look for ways to be the hands and feet of Christ in this situation? Next, Thanksgiving's just 2 days away, and holidays are a lonely time for international college students who can't go home. So do you have any extra room at your table? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Director of International Student Ministries, Mark Papai, shares.
International students come to this country to study and oftentimes to do more, to meet Americans, to understand American culture and society. And they are people who have deep interest in what the United States is, including the faith of the United States. It is a great opportunity for us to be able to share our lives in honest ways with those from outside the country. And we get a chance to cross cultures without leaving our dining room table.
70% of international students in the U.S. never set foot in an American home.
I think the opportunity for us to build these kinds of friendships will not only help international students, but will help us to understand the richness of culture and the richness of the gospel as it applies in the culture. So we've seen many actually longer-term friendships develop out of simply inviting an international student to one's home.
So consider inviting an international student to your home this Thanksgiving. We'll tell you how to do that at missionnews.org. And Giving Tuesday is just a week away, but SOAR International recognizes that days like this can feel a little overwhelming for people, especially between holidays.
I think sometimes it can be really intimidating for anybody when they're asked, hey, there's a need, can you please give? Because everybody has their own financial requirements that they have to fulfill themselves. And so, you know, to be asked to give more money, it can be sometimes daunting.
That's Joanna Mangione of SOAR. And she says that's why they've launched a campaign sharing simple and attainable ways for people to get involved in their ministry to Russia and Abkhazia. For instance, they've asked people to give the amount of money that they might spend on a cup of coffee.
Even that amount can make such a difference because $5 pays for a Bible. And that is huge. That right there is the gospel and changes lives for eternity.
But more than anything, SOAR hopes that believers will take this day to pause and remember their call to share the hope found in Jesus. And she says,
even if it's not financial, even if Giving Tuesday becomes a day of prayer, even if Giving Tuesday becomes that day where you volunteer, it kind of brings us down back to earth.
To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchanga Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.